Then a woman said, "Speak to us of joy and sorrow." And he answered, "Your joy is your sorrow unmasked, and the self-same well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that has given you joy." The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, 1923. Good morning, everyone. Since I moved to a place of peace and beauty, I've been thinking about joy. How do I celebrate joy in all its mystery? Is joy connected to spirituality? How many kinds of joy are there? Can everyone experience joy? How do I express joy? How can any one of us experience joy when so many people are suffering? What brings us joy? Mother Nature brings me joy. I often gaze out my kitchen window at the farm animals and the birds that come to the feeder. As several birds were enjoying their breakfast one morning, suddenly a huge black veil came whooshing across the sky. When the dust settled, I saw a monstrous creature at the bird feeder. It was using its tail as ballast to keep from falling off the small feeder. The bird was about this big, and the feeder is this small. And it had a bright red head. During my years of hiking in New Hampshire's White Mountains, I always hoped to see the elusive pileated woodpecker, but never did. Seeing one at my home in Hendersonville, I was awestruck by its size and beauty and filled with joy. What a happy omen. Birdsong brings me joy. How a small, delicate creature can produce such powerful song is truly a mystery. Music brings me joy. I attended a holiday concert by an armed services band. The music was beautiful, and the performers were exceptionally talented. Toward the end of the concert, a trumpeter stepped forward and played "O Holy Night," a song of faith, adoration, and hope. Till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. When the song ended, I couldn't contain my joy. I jumped up and yelled my praise. Fortunately, I didn't embarrass the people who were with me too much because others were doing the same. Jim Hall's rendition of Concerto brings me joy. Written in 1939 by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concerto de Aranjuez is a composition for classical guitar and orchestra. This version has Jim Hall guitar, Chet Baker trumpet, Paul Desmond alto sax, Roland Hanna piano, Ron Carter bass, and Steve Gadd drums. Each of these magnificent musicians plays a solo on the theme, and each is wonderful. But Paul Desmond's alto sax sends me into a rapture of joy from the deep within. You practitioners of music, have you any idea how powerful is your talent and how much joy it brings to us? Mother Nature, birdsong, music, these bring me joy. But where is the sorrow? Gibran says that your joy is your sorrow unmasked. experiences I've related have been only joyful. However, I can think of a time or two when the connection between joy and sorrow was apparent. Several years ago, my son Sean, who at the time was a student at Temple University in Philadelphia, witnessed an act of police brutality. He took photos with his phone and was quickly apprehended by an officer who handcuffed him, smashed his phone to bits, pushed him into a squad car, and brought him to the station. When Sean called me to let me know that he was in jail for hindering arrest, I was, of course, shocked and heartbroken. But then I felt joy to know that he was strong enough and brave enough to take a stand for what he believed was right. A good example of living joy and sorrow at the same time is Mother Teresa. She received joy from caring for the poorest of the poor every day for over 50 years. And every one of these days, she was beset by a cloud of profound despair and loneliness. A friend recently emailed me to say that her mother's health is rapidly declining due to Huntington's chorea. She said she will never place her mother in a home. She writes, "My motto is, I shall have no regrets. I live up to that and enjoy every moment I get to be with her, that I get to help her, that I get to take her places. It is a joy and not a burden by any means." Sometimes we experience spontaneous joy. Other times we experience joy while sorrow is close at hand. I remember the prophet's words, "When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow is giving you joy." Other joys I've experienced are enduring. The birth of my children is one, two of the happiest days of my life. Both are adults now, and not a day goes by that I don't think of them. In my mind's eye, I see us sailing a blue boat of joy on the sea of our lives. How precious, how joyful. Our happiness was sustaining and unfathomable, enduring joy. Of course, we experience times of trouble, sadness, and discord, but I don't remember those. Where did they go? Are they in the self-same well, the one that contains both joy and sorrow that the prophet described? How do joy and sorrow balance in the scheme of things? I didn't understand Gibran's words, but I was beginning to sense a quiver of awareness. To me, the most meaningful kind of joy is life-altering. Many years after the Vietnam War, when people were leaving their country, a Lutheran church near my home in New Hampshire sponsored a group of refugees. The church sought families willing to adopt. After being heartbroken each time I saw their plight on TV and in the media, I thought, this is something I can actually do to help. I adopted a mother named Ha, and coincidentally, her name is Ha, H-A, which could be a joyful name. And her brother is named Chi, C-H-I, and Ha's five-year-old daughter, Hue, which is spelled H-U-E, but pronounced like W-H-E-Y, Hue. Ha, Chi, and Hue. Ha spoke a little English, and we muddled our way toward providing the necessities of life. Many people came to our aid. Ha and Chi's determination and strength helped them create a successful life within the community. Ha and Chi had jobs. Hui excelled academically, graduating with a degree in chemistry on a full scholarship from Occidental College. Years later, they chose to move to LA and now live happy and productive lives among the wider Asian community. Most of this time, I felt grateful for the opportunity to be of service, but it wasn't really a joyful experience. Now, every September, we visit them and our friend Lou, who owns an art gallery in Laguna Beach. Last September, we met them at the gallery and admired Lou's original art. Lou asked me my favorite painting, and I pointed to a couple of pears, a fruit so beautiful to grace the earth. Several moments later, I suggested we go for a walk. Ha thought it was too hot, but I urged her to join me anyway. After all, we only see each other once a year. When we returned from our walk along the beach, our friends urged me to sit down. I seemed so hot. After I said, no, thank you, and they insisted, I realized a plan of theirs was taking shape and Ha was supposed to be involved. So I sat down. Ha, Hui, Chi, Don, and Lu gathered round. Ha stepped forward and presented me with a gift. The pear painting I had admired earlier. I call one joy and the other sorrow. I was surprised and deeply moved. The tears of joy started to flow when Ha told me for the first time how much I meant to her. She thanked me for being her sponsor all those years ago. She credited me with providing the opportunity for her and her family to start a new life. She said she would always love me and that I would always have a place in her heart. Here is the joy I couldn't find earlier in the whole experience. Later, while in a meditative mode, I kept on thinking about joy and what I've learned so far about myself. I was thinking, pondering fresh instincts, and the prophet returned. I imagined a vessel inside myself. It was round, like a well, and it was filled with blue water. I saw something swimming round and round, and then something else entered the vessel and began swimming, but at a different speed. Eventually, one caught up with the other, and they swam as one. A blue boat with a mother and two children joined the flow, and another something entered the vessel. What does this mean? What am I seeing? And what am I learning? I believe that the first swimmer is my sorrow, not only at the plight of refugees, but much more. It was caught up in the swim of things by the joy I experienced with Ha last September. They became one. The blue boat swimming is me with my children, so happy. The boat is met in the circle of life by family trouble and discord. They became one. My sorrow is my joy. My happiness is my sorrow. They became one. What began with Mother Nature and music is ending with an auspicious beginning, namely, the dawning of an understanding about the meaning of a balanced life. My unfocused contemplation about joy is developing into an elementary understanding of the reverse sides of the same coin. I believe if we deposit enough coins of both sides, joy and sorrow, into the machine, that life will account for the balancing. Joy and sorrow, happiness and sadness, fear and bravery, strength and weakness. The sides may take time to become fixed. It's not like a scorecard. Check times of joy and sorrow until they're balanced. They enter the vessel at different, unpredictable times, but always come together in time. Our mission statement begins with joy. Celebrate life in all its joy and mystery. Inspire journeys of truth and meaning. Engage in practice and service for love, justice, and peace. And it ends with service. Joy, service, and the sorrow that often accompanies acts of service, components of a balanced life that honor the interconnectedness of all things. I found different kinds of joy and interpreted their meanings in my life. I've come full circle in my search for joy and know the place for the first time.